Welcome to today's Ainslie News podcast for July the 7th, 2022, ainsliebullion.com.au. Mortgages and commodities under pressure ahead of recession. Commodity prices are collapsing this week as the Australian dollar plunged to a two-year low as anxiety about a global recession zapping demand for raw materials hits fever pitch. This comes hot on the heels of another 50 basis point rate hike from the Reserve Bank of Australia, with another likely next month ramping up mortgage repayments and cost of living amidst the growing global recession. Brent crude oil has been enjoying a soft landing at $100 per barrel. Citi has warned that a near-term recession would cause crude oil to drop to $65 a barrel by the end of 2022, before capitulating to $45 per barrel by the end of 2023. This flies in the face of JP Morgan's call of $380 oil if Russia slashes output. Recessions often see commodities drop precipitously, but supply-demand fundamentals are still the primary mover of markets. While other commodities have also sold off, such as copper down 5%, aluminium 2.9%, and tin 2.3%, precious metals also sold off significantly the last few days, with gold dropping 3.9% and silver 4.1%. While many of us think of the three-digit silver as referring to the ounce price in US dollar terms, this week has seen the kilo price return to that mark in Australian dollar terms. We've had a number of customers coming in to buy silver kilos, as the sub $1,000 price is a long-term bargain price point for many stackers. Gold has retained support at the mid-$1,700 mark as the yellow metal extends gains in gold-to-silver ratio, GSR, terms. A 90-to-1 gold-to-silver ratio is reminiscent of the March 2020 liquidity crisis, where you'd need 128 silver ounces for each 1 ounce gold cast bar. Incredibly, the drop in safe haven metals and commodities wasn't mirrored by major indexes such as the S&P and Russell 2000, which have stabilized this week after hemorrhaging in the early hours of Wednesday's market open. Pundits have been calling for stagflation as central banks raise rates as the recession heats up. According to the Atlanta Fed, the US economy is set for a second consecutive negative quarter, with GDP contracting 2.1%. Pundits are now warning that there will be no soft landing for the US, and we all know what happens when the US market sneezes. While the US 10-year and 2-year bond yields inverted on Wednesday night, and not for the first time, the 10 and 2 inversion is one of the classic recession warning indicators as traders seek to maximize yield over the short term but see losses over the long term. Ironically, traditional safe haven gold is now on the ropes at traditional support of the mid-1700s in USD terms. Australia, the lucky country, may not be in the same doghouse as the US, but with an additional 50 basis points, the pain is growing for homeowners, pulling more into negative equity, potentially causing the wealth effect to go into reverse. The RBA has raised interest rates to 1.35% as the Australian Central Bank announced on Tuesday a further half a percentage point rate rise. The last 3 months has seen the cash rate pushed from 0.1% to 1.35%, and some are calling that it won't stop until the rate reaches the central bank goal of 3.5% sometime in 2023. CBA was the first bank to pass on the full rate increase, with ANZ and NAB following close behind. Bank shares have been on the slide over the last couple of months as concerns about their mortgage books have come to the fore. Three rate rises from May have added a minimum additional repayment of $333 a month to a typical $500,000 mortgage, $499 for a $750,000 mortgage, and $665 for a household with a $1 million loan. Australians purchasing property at the depths of the interest rate cycle may be in for a world of pain when their fixed interest periods run out. This comes on top of soaring petrol prices that have made sub $2 a litre look like a bargain in 2022. Closing remarks from the RBA governor portended, quote, "More rate rises lie ahead. Exactly how many more will depend a lot on what happens next to wages and if the government can stare down demands for increased support in its October budget." Philip Lowe, 5th of July, 2022. Central banks lend to governments that spend. Ultimately, it's like taking a blood transfusion from the left arm, the central bank, to the right arm, government treasury. As governments spend more, they need additional dollars to support ongoing structural deficits. Precious metal holders have been at times visibly disappointed by the safe haven monetary metals price action amidst the doom and gloom of recession and a potential collapse in the Australian real estate market inspired by ramping negative equity. These drops in the short term have been seen prior to major re-evaluations in the long-term stores of value that precious metals represent. As we say here at Ainslie, balance your wealth in an unbalanced world. And while property has been the best game in town for Australians for some time, the cracks are starting to appear for homeowners, as many are highly leveraged and will struggle with the continuing interest rate rises. Thanks for watching and listening. Please like, share and subscribe, and head over to ainsleybullion.com.au.